Okay, today is the Pei Vav. Pei Vav, we are on Pei Heyam and Beis by the two dots on the second line from the third line from the bottom. So we were talking about, the Mishnah mentioned that if you have a, Rashi explained that the Mishnah was talking about a storehouse in the chatzar, which somebody else who lives in the chatzar rents to someone else. So there's a tenant living in a house in the chatzar. Does he have to join in the Erev? Yes. Why? Because he's living in a normal place. If he's a homeless person living in some, that doesn't count. But he's a regular residence. All right, maybe it's really a storehouse, but he's living there and it counts. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the landlord has a tfisas yad in the house, meaning he has a right of re-entry, his stuff is there, all these types of things, then the fact that the guy's living there, it's really a favor. It's really a favor. He might even be paying rent. It still has the status of a favor, and therefore he doesn't need to participate in the Erev. And the fact that he doesn't participate doesn't make a difference. Okay? That's what the Mishnah said. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yesh Shom, Tfisas Yad, if the owner has a Tfisas Yad in the apartment, right? When I say apartment, I mean the storehouse. He has a Tfisas Yad there, and he doesn't ask, then that guy, that apartment, doesn't ask for the rest of the chatzar. He's irrelevant. Tanakama doesn't mention that. So, right, what, doesn't mention that. So Rabbi Yehuda said, what, would the Tanakama agree? I don't know. Heichi dami tfisas yad. What's
it? What would he need an Erev anyway?
No, the owners. Of course, because he's in a chatzar with four other people. The question is, you have to include that guy? You don't even have to include him. He's irrelevant. Heichi dami tfisas yad. What's an example of tfisas yad? Kigon, for example, chatzero shel bunyas. The chatzar of bunyas. He was a wealthy man, right? He rented out a lot of different places in the property, in the chatzar, but he had his stuff in every one of his houses. So none of that was considered individual people. They're all under him. Now the Gemara has a story. I don't understand the story. Ben Bunyas, or some have the Gersa, Bunyas Ben Bunyas, also lekameh de Rebbe, he came to visit Rebbe. Amalahu, penu makom leben meyamana. Make space for this rich guy. The guy's a millionaire. Make space for him. Also in a shachmini, another guy came. Amalahu, a Rebbe said, penu makom leben masayamana. Make place for this double millionaire. Make space for this really rich guy. Amrulafan of Rebbe Ishmael of Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe. Aviv Shalzeh, the father of this guy, thank you, Yeshlo Elef Svinos Bayam, he's got 1,000 ships, right? Ukenegdon Elef Ayaros Beyabasha, he's in charge of 100 cities. What? I'm sorry, 1,000 cities. Amalo, so Rebbe told him, L'kishetagia Eitel Aviv, when you go back to your father, Emorlo, tell him, Al tishag rehu bekelim halo lufonai. Don't come in these ratty clothing to me. Don't come in these worn out clothing to see me. I didn't know you so rich. You don't dress like that. What's the point of this Gemara?
The point of the story behind it is that somebody of certain status has to show a status. That way he can come up and use his money to be right direction.
Right. Okay. Good.
What's
that do with anything? Now, Rebbe, listen to this line. Rebbe Mechaber Ashirim. Rebbe used to be Mechaber rich people. Rebbe Akiva Mechaber Ashirim. Rebbe Akiva used to be Mechaber rich people. But the other wonders, why are they out of order? Rebbe Akiva lived before Rebbe. What? He didn't give that answer. He said, because he says it's a bigger chiddush that Rebbe was Mechaber because he himself was rich. Right? So he himself was rich. So what does he have to kiss up to rich? He doesn't kiss up to anybody. Rabbi Akiva was not rich. Not in the beginning of his life. What? He's been mechabed. Kid the darash Rava Bar Mori. Like Rava Bar Mori darshan the following pasuk. It says in Tehillim, Yeshev Olam Lifnei Elokim, Chesed Ve'emes, Chesed and Eretz, Man Yinitz Ruhu. What does man Yinitz Ruhu mean? Man comes from the word to sustain. Amasai Yeshev Olam Lefnei Olokim. When does the world get sustained? It's man. Shechesed Be'emes, man. When Chesed and Emes are all over the place, right? Yinitz Ruhu, then there's guarding on the world. Okay? What on earth is that doing here? I don't know. What does that mean? I don't know. But as Mutzi said, it's not Erevin. Rabbi Bar Barachana Omar. Rabbi Barachana said a different part. Kigon, Yesed Shamach Resha. It's a plow tool. Meaning, I guess it means a more of a, not that he left a jar of pickles in the guy's apartment. That's not what it is. Something substantial, right? Something substantial. It can't just be Sam, he left his pillow. Something substantial. Omer of Nachman, Tana de Rishmol, Dabar Hanitel B'Shabbos, Oser. If it's something that could be used on Shabbos, then it's Oser. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Eino Tfisas Yad V'Oser. If it's something that could be used on Shabbos, in other words, I left my pillow in your apartment, and I can come back anytime and get a pillow. It's not muksa. A pillow is not awesome. So the fact that I left my pillow in your apartment, right? D-boy shakal shadal labroi. If I want, I can go get it. So how does that show that I really have rights in that apartment? It doesn't show that at all. It doesn't show that at all. I forgot my pillow. So come get it. You don't have any rights over here. I'm renting it from you. You can't just come and plop yourself down in my apartment. I'm renting it from you. You forgot your pillow? So come get your pillow. But, davar she'eino nitel b'Shabbos, but if it's something that can't be moved on Shabbos, in other words, I have all my tools in your apartment. All my tools are there. All my stereo is there. Everything is there. Can I touch any of that on Shabbos? No, it's all muksa. So what is it doing there? Because I have rights in your apartment. Right? So then if that's the case, then you don't aser, and you become irrelevant. Right? Davar she'eino nitel b'Shabbos, eino oser. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learn similarly. Yesh lo tevel. If someone has tevel, right? I have tevel in your house. Yesh lo ashashis, which is some kind of piece of metal, metal bars. V'chol davar she'eino nitel b'Shabbos, and anything that can't be moved on Shabbos, eino oser. It doesn't answer. It's a little counterintuitive, but it makes sense. Since it's in your apartment, it can't be moved. What is it doing there? Why is my tevel in your apartment? The answer is because it's not really your apartment. It's really my apartment. So I can store all my stuff in there. Can't use it on Shabbos. You can't come say, get this out of here. I want my living space. You can't say that. It can't be moved anyway. Therefore, therefore the guy doesn't answer. It's as if he's not there. So one person has two apartments. They're allowed to have that. Okay? Good. That was the easy part of today's thought. Oh, no. It's also easy now. Listen to this Gemara. Listen to this Mishnah. Hameniach beso. This, by the way, this could, many times you have Gemaras you can't repeat. This one you can repeat. To your wife. You should repeat this. Listen to this Gemara. Listen to this Mishnah. We had it once. We alluded to this once like 50 blot ago. But Hameniach beso. Let's say you're going away for Shabbos. So I live in a chatzah with 5 other people. And I'm not going to be home for Shabbos. Hameniach beso. V'holech lishbos be'ir acheres. And I'm going to live somewhere. I'm going away for Shabbos. People do that all the time. Echad Nachwi, whether it's a guy who's going away for the weekend, Echad Yisrael, or whether it's a Jew, Harezeh Oser, Divra Meir. Meir is a very difficult shita. Meir holds that even if you're away for Shabbos, you still Aser, and if they didn't include you in an Erev beforehand, the people in the chatzah are in big trouble. Because he's not around, they can't even do Bittul, they can't even get to do Bittul, he's not around. That's the Tanakh, that's a Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Oser. No, not true at all. Not true at all. Why? They're not there. It's as if they removed themselves from the chatzah for Shabbos. Down the cheshbon. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi has a split. He says Nachwi Oser. A Nachwi still asers. Why does a Nachwi aser? Because it can come back. Yisrael ain't a Oser. Yisrael does not aser. He's gone for Shabbos. She ain't derech Yisrael love of a Shabbos. It's unlikely for a Jew to go away for Shabbos, and in the middle of the Shabbos, even if it's close by, you're going to far away for Shabbos. It's only an hour walk.
Why?
It's only an hour walk. But it's all, you pick up with your whole family, with you pack your suitcase, you go into Far Rockaway for Shabbos. You're not coming back. Now, it could be, oh, I forgot an emergency. That does happen. But it's unlikely. It's the minority event. The minority of the time people do that. They go away. Even if they go, if they can't walk, for sure they don't come back. They're not going to be Mechal Shabbos because they forgot the mail. No one's doing that. Once in a blue moon, you forgot some medicine. You can still walk. All right, you'll do the walk. It's unlikely. So therefore, She'ein Derech Yisrael Love of Shabbos. It's unlikely. Rabbi Shimon Omer, listen to this. Afilo Hiniach Beso. Even if you leave your house, V'holach Lishbos Eitzel Bito, and you go visit your daughter, your married daughter, Ba'osa Ha'ir, even if it's in the city, in the other side of the in Cedarhurst, right here, it's right nearby, Eina Oser, you don't Aser, Shakvar Hitzia Milivo. Because I went away for Shabbos. I'm not coming back, I'm going to my daughter for Shabbos. It's like the same thing Rabbi Yossi said about every Jew. Rabbi Shimon only holds it by a daughter. In other words, when you go away for Shabbos, if you're going to your daughter, you're not coming back. If you're going to someone else, you might come back. Like a goy might come back, you also might come back. Amar Rama Rav, halacha, what? What? Right. Even your daughter. And what about, let's listen to the Gemara. Amar Rav, halacha Krib Shimon, V'dafka Bito, only by a daughter. Avol Beno Lo. But if you go to your son for Shabbos, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to stay the whole Shabbos. We're talking about married kids. Why not? Rashi says, look at the first Rashi of the Gemara. The Osid Inish, the Ovid Inish, only by a daughter, right? The Ovid, what does that mean? The Ovid Inish, the Dyer Eitzel Chosno. That means he's going to his son-in-law. Right, the son-in-law and his daughter are married to each other, right? Avol b'no, but a son, ein adam mesiach daito mi beso, lodur etzel kaloso. A guy doesn't really want to be with his daughter-in-law. Shema tiskotate, maybe they'll get into a fight, v'yete and he'll leave. Okay? So to go to his daughter, there's no chashash that he'll get into a fight with his son-in-law. But to go to his son, there's a chashash he'll get into a fight with his daughter-in-law, and he'll pick up and leave. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference, says the Meiri? What? We had it one time before, but we didn't flesh it out like this. What's the difference? So the Meiri says, listen to this, Meiri. Now, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Meiri says from the Never Been a Yohona son, because the house is run by the woman. So who is the woman? If it's your daughter, you don't care what your lousy son-in-law has to say. You're not going anywhere, because she runs the house. But if it's your daughter-in-law and your son's there, but your daughter-in-law runs the house, so you get into a fight, you have to pick up and leave. It's unbelievable part, right? Unbelievable. It's true? Emmet Lamito.
What? You said it's true? Are you taking notes, buddy?
You hear the bark? The woman runs the household. So whichever the man... whoever the man
you
is...
You know that, Marty?
Did everyone hear that? The woman runs the household? So when someone's parent or father-in-law or father's coming, who's the woman related to? Who's the one related to? That's the key. You hear this part? You hear? Don't worry. The Gemara is not finished. The Amri Inji, people say, Navach Bach Kalba, if the male... What? No. Navach Bach Kalba, if the male dog... No, it's the same thing. If the male dog is barking, well, it can stay there. The husband, dad, is an angry, bitter guy, that doesn't bother you. However, Navach Bach Guryasa, if the female dog is barking, pook, you gotta get out of there. Right? The woman is up, you can't handle her, you have to leave. That you can't handle that, you have to go. You hear that? Where's the father-in-law? Where is he today? With all his comments.
So what do you say, she's the
daughter? Oh, exactly. So it's your daughter. So you're not gonna get upset with your own daughter. So if it's your own daughter, so that's exactly the point. The husband, your son-in-law allows. That doesn't bother you.
See?
That doesn't bother you.
It is true, Marcel.
But if your daughter-in-law is impossible, you're going to have to leave. Ah, your son's there. Doesn't matter. Your daughter-in-law's there. Okay. Good? Anybody can reserve all the... You can tell all your jokes at the table. Yeah, Mr. Ford. What? You have to... Everything in life are choices. You have to make choices, Mr. Ford. You got to make choices. What win? Do the grandchildren beat the daughter-in-law you don't like? I don't know. You have to wait and see what happens. Okay. What? Okay, excellent. Okay, next. Okay, back to Ervin. Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. If that's like a nice tangent, no? Back to okay. Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. If there's a pit in between two chatzers, a well in between two chatzers. This is very hard. A picture book might help. Because I'll tell you the truth, in my Gemara, the picture got blurry. I don't understand this Gemara coming up. But the picture might make it much more simple. Where are we up to? Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, a bar between two chatzers. Ein memalin menu b'Shabbos. You can't draw from that well on Shabbos. Ella im kein asulo machita gavoa asara tfachim. You have to put a machita. So in my picture, in here, I didn't look at that. I didn't look at the art scroll. The machita
goes down.
The machita. No. We're gonna get to that. We didn't get to that yet.
Okay, so there's no picture there. That's it.
Just a simple wall. A simple wall. Going. They have picture in picture number 291. They have a machita.
That's the Mishnah. Take off on the side.
What? Yeah. Okay. Fine. I don't have this picture here.
The wall goes down. The bar goes under the wall.
No, the arch scroll doesn't go down. The
yeah. The wall. The wall is flush with the ground. There's nothing in the nothing in the bar. Right. Nothing in the bar. There's a wall.
Yeah. 91. No, that's in the picture book. But on the arch scroll thing, there's no.
Yeah. The arch scroll, there's no wall, and in the system, there's no wall. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is the easiest case. What? You build a wall from one end of the chutz to the other, and it goes across the bar. Nothing's holding it up. No. That's what you're big.
Because when you call Pete Tickrod the other way.
If the hole is not that big, if the bar is not that big, you could build a wall across it without any support on the area on the bar. It doesn't matter. You have to build a wall. Bein lamata, the wall can go into the bar. Bein mitoch agano, it can go on the rim. Doesn't matter. Rishir bein Amlil says that beishamai omrim, beishamai say lamata, it must be below. Ubeit hillel omrim malmaila, it must be above. Amr of Yehuda, lo tehei mechitza gadol ben akosa sabineihem. The wall doesn't have to be taller than the wall of the chatzah. Right? That you don't need. Fine. Now, when we say lamata and lamala, it could mean one of two things. It could mean, let's say you have a pit, and the pit's 10 tefachim deep, but the water is only the bottom 5 tefachim. You don't have water up to the top. The bottom 5 has water. The top 5 is nothing. And then you're at ground level. So when we say lamata, do we mean all the way in the water or in the pit? What? Flush with the bottom of the pit, but not where the water is.
It's gotta be below
10 what?
Below
10 no. The pit's 10 tefachim deep. Yeah, but there's only water in the bottom 5 tefachim. So does the wall have to be in the top 5 where there's no water or in the bottom 5? No, you're not raising the pit. You're putting it on the side of the wall.
That's what
that picture is, exactly. So Amar Vihuna, Lamata, Lamata Mamish, right? And Lamaila, Lamaila Mamish. Below means below Mamish. What does that mean, Mamish? Right? What? I don't know. What does that mean, Mamish? What?
Near the rim.
No, not in the water. Not in the water. Right. And what's above? What does it mean? Lamai lamamish? Above the pit.
Above
the water. So lamata means in the water, and lamala means above the water. Vizeh babor. Both of this in the pit. I thought the pictures are a blur. I couldn't make sense. Right.
Not reference to the water.
Correct.
The bar is certain, so it's the top of the bar as opposed to the top of the water.
Right, but it's always in the bar.
It's always in the bar.
Because the water is below, the water doesn't take up the whole space of the bar.
Right.
All right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Lamata min hamayim. Lamata means in the water. Lamaila min hamayim. And lamaila means lamaila min hamayim. Which Rashi says in the Rashi, Lamaila Lamayim, Ubahama Kili, Hemaila Rabbi Huda is Lamata of Derhuna. Saying the same thing. Yeah. Saying the same Shita. Saying the same thing, right? Amale Rabbi Bar of Chana Labaya, Had Amar Vihuda Lamata, Lamata Min Amayim. He says Lamata means Lamata Min Amayim. Maishna Lamata Mamish Delo. Why didn't he say it means Mamish? Why not? De Irve Maya. Because the water is mixed up. So how do you? What do you mean? The water's all mixed up. How could you put a wall in the water and that makes one bit of a difference? You can't separate the water. So the Gemara says, well, lamata min amayim nami hama arvimai. Doesn't matter. The whole thing that doesn't make any sense. Amalei. Well, lo shmiyalach lada amar Yehuda amar Rav umatabam mishum rebchia sarach sheyiru roshan shalkanim lamaila min amayim tefach. Well, you still have to have some reed, some hecker sticking out of the water. Something has to stick out of the water. So that's a hecker. Vitsu also. Had Amr Yehuda, Lamaila, Lamaila Ben Amayim. When we said Lamaila, it meant Lamaila Ben Amayim. Maishna, Lamaila Mamish. Why doesn't it mean Mamish? Delo Irve Maya. Because the water is not mixed over there. So Lamaila Ben Amayim, Namiha Irve Maya. So that doesn't make any sense. No matter where you put the wall, same thing we said before. No matter where you put the wall, the water is mixed. You can't separate. Well, this water is for that half of the...
One is a wall that just is almost...
Correct. But either way, you're not setting it separate. Okay, this water is for that half, and this water is for that half. You can't do that. So either way, you can't do it. Yeah, so what are they arguing about?
Extending the wall.
What?
Extending the main wall down.
I know, but no matter what, it's just a hecker. That's all it is. You're not separating the water. So Amar Le, Lo Shmielacha, the Tani Rav, Yaakov Karchina'a, he said, Tzarech Sheyishka, Roshe Kana, B'mayim Tefa. You're right. You're right. You're not separating the water, and you can't separate the water. Just, does there have to be any part of the wall in the water? Why? I don't know, it's a hecker. El Hadam of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Kora Arba, Materes Bechorva. Let's say you have a... Basically, there's a picture of it there. Basically, it looks like a ruin, right? A ruin, right? It's basically a roof with four posts, like a chuppah almost. It used to be a house. All the walls are gone. The only thing you have left are the four corner beams, right? Is that the picture?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. 295.
295? No, that's not the best. Yes. No, they don't have a picture of it.
That's for Korva.
No, it's not Korva.
Yeah, take a look at the table. 295.
No, that's not it. Basically, it looks like a chuppah. It has four posts with a roof. It used to be a nice house. It used to be a house. But the house is gone. All you have left are four posts. So anyway... If you have such a place, you can carry inside. If you find something in there, you can walk around all Shabbos there. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Kora Arbas, here it is, Kora Arbas Materes B'mayim. A beam, a four tefach wide, 2x4 basically, that you stick on top of the...
That's what
that picture is.
And the side
rolls. Right, okay. That works. Okay? Now, if you hold that you have to have a hecker in the water, which is what they said before on Amud Aleph, how does this work? There's no hecker in the water. On top of the bar.
Why doesn't the principle here of Pitikra Yorda Vesusa apply?
I don't know.
It applied to the other before, right?
By water?
Yeah, when you had the little cylinder going down, and then, you know, you say that it goes down. If you have 10 tefachim, why doesn't this principle doesn't apply here?
Right, I don't know.
Huh?
Right, so we're still in the middle of the question. If you have such a case, Materes Bamayim, Ha'ka'azil Dli Le'idach Gisa Umaisi, but the water might, the bucket might go travel to the other side of the bar. You're here, you drop the bucket in, you don't know where the bucket's going down there. So the Gemara answers, Kim Lahula Rabbanan, the Ein Dli Hol Et Mahalach Yosem Yarbet Tvachim. We have a tradition, the bucket doesn't travel so far in the water. It's going to go 4 Tvachim away. Isaac, why is that going
to
happen?
If it's attached to a rope, whatever it is, you want to get it back.
I know.
20 feet away.
I know. Now, tachas kara miha arvimaya. Hi. Underneath the kara, the water is mixed. That's taka true. Elevishum dekil hu sheikila hachama v'mayim. It's a cool of my water. What can I tell you? Kedibar b'nei rav tavla me'rav. Mechitza tuluya. If you have a hanging mechitza, ma'u shetater b'chorva. Does that work in a ruin? Amalei, in yes. Mechitza tuluya muteret ela. That only works in a ruin. Why? With water. It's a kula we have by water. There's nothing more I could say. It's a kula we have by water. Okay, next. Amar of Yehuda, lo tehei mechitza. You can't have a mechitza bigger than the walls. But, right? So you have to build a wall on the bar. But if the walls of the mechitza, of the chatzar are whatever, 20 tvachim, whatever it is. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav of Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda b'shitas Rav Yosi Amra. Rav Yehuda said the same thing really as Rav Yosi. What's that? The Amar mechitza tuluya materes afilu biyavasha. He holds that even works on dry land. For example, a sukkah ditnan. Let's say you have a sukkah and the roof hamishalshel defanos milmaila lamata. Let's say you have a roof, you have a sukkah, you have schach, you have walls descending down. The walls don't reach the floor. They don't reach the floor. Like everyone sees the picture, they don't reach the floor. How far away from the floor can they be and it's still a kosher sukkah? So we all know the answer. Less than 3 tvachim. Bizman shegvoet min aretz gimel tvachim, psula. If it's greater than 3 tvachim, the sukkah's pasul. Mimata lamaila. What about it the other way around? You're going up. You're going up, the walls are going up now. Lemaila, from that down to up. So im gavoa yud tvachim ksheira. If the walls are 10 tvachim high, it's kosher. Not if it's within 3 tvachim of the schach, it's kosher. And that's not what we're saying. If it's all you have is 10 tvach wall, then you can have another 10 tvachim of empty space. That's okay. Or is that okay? Right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, kishem shalamata milmaila asara, kach milmaila lamata asara. So too, 10, all you need is 10 from the top, and the bottom could also be open a lot. Velohi, that's not true. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, 1 second. So what do you see? That Rabbi Yehuda, how do we see now that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi? How do you see that? Right? Right, doesn't have to go that all the way. Exactly. You have a mechitza on the bar, it's good enough. Velohi, that's not true. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Savor Lach Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Velo, Rabbi Yossi, Savor Lach Rabbi Yehuda. They don't hold like each other. Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Savor Lach Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda, El Ruvi Chatzeros Derabbanan. When did Rabbi Yehuda say his din by Ruvi Chatzeros, which are only a Derabbanan? So therefore, he allowed you to put a beam on the bar or a wall on the bar, even though it doesn't go into the water. Aval sukkah, doraisa, lo. But a sukkah, which is a doraisa, we'd never say such a thing. The problem with that is, there's no punishment. right? In other words, if you violate, we'll see in a second. So let's say you have a pasul sukkah. So what happens to you? Nothing. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah sukkah. That's all. Here, you run into skila problems, right? If it's a daraita, a whole different thing.
There's no iser eating outside.
You ate
what?
Outside the sukkah.
No, what iser is that? What? Is it an iser? Or are you just mevatel and asay?
Are we letting you outside the sukkah?
What?
What's the iser of us eating when we have the back door?
You don't have the sukkah available. You're allowed to eat.
We're eating in your house.
So sukkah, and there's only one other mitzvah like sukkah, where there are three stages. Every other mitzvah, it's either you wear tefillin or you don't wear tefillin, right? Either you daven or you don't daven, right? You say Kriya Shema, you don't say Kriya Shema. You keep Shabbos, you don't keep Shabbos. Sukkah's different. Sukkah, you can eat in a sukkah, you can eat outside a sukkah, or you cannot eat. The only other mitzvah like that is tzitzis. You can wear tzitzis, you cannot wear tzitzis, or you can wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. It's the third thing you can do. Only two mitzvahs have that. So listen to this. Rabbi Yossi lo sava lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo kar Rabbi Yossi ela b'sukkah. When does Rabbi Yossi say his kula, his massive kula by sukkah? The iser asehu. Sukkah is only an iser aseh. In other words, big deal. What's the downside? So you mevatel an iser aseh? You get an iser aseh, that's an iser aseh. What does that mean, iser aseh? You mevatel an aseh, right? You ate, let's say you ate. The worst thing you could do is eat outside of sukkah. Right?
Yeah.
So that's about that. Well, you asked a good question. What if you don't have a sukkah? Now let's eat? Right? So there's a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yashiv. Let's say you go on a trip to some place where there is no sukkah. Are you allowed to do that even? Are you allowed to do that? I'm going to go to an amusement park where there is no sukkah. Some out-of-the-way place where there are no Jews. Can I do that? The machlokas between Rav Moshe. One says yes. You don't have to take a sukkah with you wherever you go.
You have to go on a business trip.
So are you allowed to go? I said, if you have to go, you have to go. The question is, am I going to have a sukkah here? So then, you know what? You're putter from sukkah. There's no sukkah here. What can I tell you? Others say, no, you can't do that. You're putter from sukkah. You don't have to. Yes. I don't remember who said what. I don't remember.
One says you can't have a sukkah.
Right. That,
yeah. If you go to a Mets game on the Chol HaMoed, can you eat sandwich there?
Correct.
In the stadium?
It's a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. I don't remember who said what. Okay, we're getting off topic. But just the point is that you can't compare the severity of sukkah to the severity of Shabbos. Avol Shabbos iser skila hu lo amar. Shabbos is an iser skila. Of course, we don't say that. He'd never agree to a cool like that on Shabbos, which is a skila.
Really?
Says Rashi, "Af al gafter reshuros derabanan like a skila, even though for violating an eruv there is no skila, only derabanan." Right? The answer is, listen to this answer. Called the tukin rabanan came to write the ticket. Now you're still not going to get skila if you violate eruv, but we treat it like it's if it's a deraisa. We treat it. It's not really. Bim tomar. What about the story in Tzipori? Who did that go like? What story is that? Lo al pi Rabbi Yossi. That can't be Rabbi Yossi. El al pi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Nase. That must be Rabbi Shmuel, his son. Dechi Aser of Dini Amar. Listen to this story. Pam achas, one time. Shachachti, we forgot. Velo hediyu Sefer Torah mibod yom. We forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to Shul. Before Shabbat started. Rashi there in Sukkah says they wouldn't leave the Torahs in Shul. They bring them home. After Shabbos, they would take them home. They wouldn't leave them in Shul. They didn't have a safe. It was safer in your house than in the Shul. Or maybe nobody was there during the week in those days. You never know what the story was. They wouldn't leave a Torah in Shul. So Friday afternoon, everyone's busy. They forgot. How do we get the Torah to Shul? Now it's Shabbos. So, L'machar, Parsu Sadin, Al Ha'amudim, they were like street lamps. So they took a curtain and ran it down the poles,
down the street,
to create a mechitza.
On Shabbos?
On Shabbos. They view Sefer Torah v'karbo, right? And they, one second, the Gemara is going to ask that right now. They, The Gemara, no. What kind of no? So that's what they did. So the Gemara says, "Parsu lechatilu mishari." How could you do that on Shabbos? Va'akol modim she'ein osin ol arai b'Shabbos. You know how to make it ol arai on Shabbos? Know how to do that, right? Ella, no. The answer is matzu sadid in parsu alum the naviyos sefer Torah b'karbo. No. They were already there. For some reason those curtains were already there. There was some parade that we're having on Sunday. The curtains were already there. Oh, now I can avail myself of the curtains. What? What's the Shaila? So the answer is that those curtains didn't reach the ground. That's the issue. Those curtains were not didn't reach the ground. They were a little bit higher. It was still good. Right?
That brings back
Harry. Exactly. Right. Okay. I will do another minute. Amar Rabba. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Ben Akavia, Amru Davar Echad. They both say the same thing, right? Rabbi Yehuda Ada Amaron, that Rabbi Yehuda, first of all, we just said already, that it's enough to put the wall over the what? It's enough to put the wall over the hole, over the bar. It doesn't have to go in the bar like everybody else has a big kula. And Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia Ditnan, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia Omer, Gustura, some kind of platform, Sheyesh ba arba amos al arba amos, that's 4x4, right? It's 4x4 amos, it's a balcony, that's 4x4 amos, Chokak ba dalid al dalid, you carve out a 4x4 tefach hole, Umamale, and then you can use the hole to draw water out of it. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll discuss some more details of that tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Within 5 minutes, it's not counted as finishing early.